Greeting, Earthlings. We have now taken over your radio.
Hey, what's up, everybody? It's Kevin and Andrew, and this is the Jayhawk Talk Podcast. Coming to you on a Sunday night after the streak was broken. Andrew, I'm personally not that torn up about it. I think it's because we sort of expected it, like, late in the season, but I'm curious where you're at on this.
Well, I'm not happy about it.
Not happy. No.
I'm not happy about it. It had to come to an end sometime. I just didn't want it to be ever. So, you know, 14 years is a long time. You know, I don't even think Coach K has won 14 conference titles in his career, or it could be close. Like, this is pretty outrageous that it happens this way. And we've been pretty spoiled. I mean, it was pretty brutal when we lost it. Like, oh, man, what are we supposed to do with ourselves? Like, we're not going to bring out the trophy in the trophy ceremony on senior night. This is ridiculous. But, you know, I think you're right in that we kind of expected it, but we didn't expect it at the beginning of the year. I mean, were preseason preseason number one with some preseason All-Americans on the roster. You know, it looked like a formidable team and still is a formidable team. They just finished third place in the Big 12.
All right, we're going to get to all that. I just wanted to kick it off with, address the elephant in the room, Andrew. The streak is dead. Long live the streak.
So hold on. We are now a music podcast. We're now a music podcast. For the folks at home, we are a hybrid KU sports, mostly basketball, but we're going to talk about some football here in the coming months. But we are mostly a KU sports and now / music podcast. So you had some success with this Mitch Lightfoot song that you've done it again.
Yeah, the Mitch song, have we talked since then? Yeah, we talked since then.
We talked once, yes.
So a couple of things have happened since then. Apparently it was played on 810. Didn't know about that. Someone told me that they heard about it. And then Mitch in the post game with David Lawrence yesterday, apparently David Lawrence asked him to sing a couple of the lyrics from the song. And Mitch said, no, I can't do that. I'm not as good as those guys at Jayhawk Talk on the radio. How about that?
That's very nice.
That's a lovely shout out. Thank you, Mitchell.
And I'll tell you, we're going to play the new song soon and you're going to explain the new song, but you do realize that now it's kind of expected. Now there is an expectation that Kevin's going to do this.
I'm okay to do one a year. The reason I did two is because of the streak.
Okay.
Well, it made too much sense.
Weeks. So maybe, you know, this is what you do. This is just your normal. Do you just write songs about 18-year-olds?
I like to think of it as I want to be the Weird Al of Kansas basketball.
I think you're already the Weird Al of Kansas basketball.
Yes, that's what I'm going for.
I mean, I don't want to get out of in front of my skis here and give you something that's not earned, because it's definitely not my job or my authority to hand that to you. But I definitely would say that there's not anyone else who could claim the title of Weird Al of KU basketball.
I think you're right. I don't think there is. Anyway.
You've done three. You've done three, and they're all pretty good. Okay, so let's talk about the new song. This is what people are waiting for. There's a new song. Tell us how this came to be, first of all.
I sent a joking tweet out that said, what's the next song I should do about KU basketball?
You were itching to do another one.
I was thinking about doing another one, but it would have been like a super jokey one, like just a quick, like, whatever, something. Mostly I was just looking for inspiration and mostly just funny tweets. Like that was all the responses were just funny ideas. And then someone said you should do a story of KU basketball streak in the style of We Didn't Start the Fire.
Right.
And Fake Joe Dooley immediately responded with a potential lyric. And that started off the KU We Didn't Start the Fire hashtag. And all of a sudden there were like, I don't know, 300 mentions that night of different.
They were very fun to listen to.
They were pretty good. And so,
hard to watch to scroll through.
Shout out clicked to the on listeners.
That. Yeah, you click on that initial tweet and then you see all of them. It was last Monday night.
Yeah,
that last Monday night. That was a fun time just reading through those.
And they were pretty good. A lot of them were pretty funny. And then
some of you don't. I don't think you've ever heard the song before because you're writing out like full lines and full lyrics. Like, this is a very quick song.
It's okay. Like
doing a whole ballad about one song in 2009 or one game in 2009. Like, no, just two words. Give me two words.
And I'll be very honest. I actually did, as part of writing this song, I took everybody's lyrics that they sent me. And I put them all on one sheet of paper. And all I did was delete all of them except for the references. So I appreciate all of the references. Because that's what
it's
I was
asking
for.
It's hard to crowdsource something like this.
It was great to crowdsource. And then I tried
to put
them...
it's hard to, like, actually use it. Like, you need it for content, not
exactly.
Necessarily.
It was hard to, like, you know, I got to feel like I got to create my own thing. But I did steal two lines directly from listeners or from Twitter folks. And I will try to find those people's Twitter name before the end of the podcast to give them a shout out. But the rest of them were mine. And part of it is, as Andrew, you mentioned, the lyrics that people sent didn't exactly quite flow with the song. And
let me tell you, some of them were great. Some of them were spot on. Some of them were Billy Joel aficionados, Billy Joel scholars. Some of them were not.
Some of them were not. But I appreciated every single one because it did help jog my memory of some of these crazy freaking things that have happened over the 14-year streak. And that was the whole point. I wanted to write a song with all the weird, crazy, goofy, funny shit that's happened over the last 14 years and put a reference for every year in the song. And so that's what I did. I put together a song. You'll hear references of stuff. You're like, oh, what was that again? And it's going to go really fast. That's it. So that's the other problem, because that's, you know, the song is fast. It's quick hitting. So you almost have to, like, look at the lyrics or listen again. So what I'm going to do, I'm going to post the lyrics on jhawk-talk.com, where we post this podcast. I think about 8 people visit that site. Everyone just goes to iTunes, but that's okay. If you want to see the lyrics, go to jhawk-talk.com and click episode 144. That's the one you're listening to right now. You'll see the lyrics as you listen to the song if you would like to. So what we're going to do, Andrew, is play the song, I think, right? And talk about
it.
Yeah. Is that the plan?
Great. Absolutely.
All right. Hang on 1 second. We're going to cue this sucker up. Boom.
Ronnie Chalmers, Micah Downs, Moody free throws got us down. Ouch, Maui, see a Max Dooley, Clown Fazekas. Arthur's dream, Brandon's knee, CJ Giles gotta leave. KD, superstar, Bruins in their backyard. Henry T, Psycho T, Bill Walker had to pee. Derrick Rose, ACT, free throws are not free. Roy Sticker meet. Necklace Mass Street was a mess. Mario, Miracle, let's cut some effing nets.
We didn't win the title. It's a new beginning. 14's on, we're winning. We didn't win the title. Since the trophy's missing, time for reminiscing.
Blake Griffin, Appleton, more I shoot the BB gun. Sharon ain't no seats, unranked to a 5-peat. Carl Henry, Sam Ryan, football team, fighting Brady's throw. Gold's tooth for Rook, Manesh, and Boyd Blanket, ticket scandal, sunspots, Bump Brothers, D-Rob, Mario Little, Wooden Pass, Lou Travel, High Class, Angel Morris, Doug Compton, Fieldhouse, Streak was rocking, F.O.E., Midcourt Lake, we'll guarantee the Andre.
We didn't win the title, it's a new beginning, 14's on, we're winning. Since the trophy's missing, time for reminiscing.
Juniman, Pony Rock, Free Selby, Clean Block, Fake with the Merv Lindsay, Drinking Game on Joe Dooley, Ben's Dance, Rio Soup, Harlem Shake, Peace Mizzou, Backflip, Bank Shot. cenotaph. Perry lemonade and B could have played Cliff Bova hat trick. Nadir took a bad pick. Redhead Nathan Power snacks got with marijuana. K fight with some jabroni. Somebody call Marcione. We didn't win the title. It's a new beginning. 14's are we winning? We didn't win the title. Since the trophy's missing, time for reminiscing. Perry Dunkery away, Dick Move, Brandon Green, Uncle Ed, Buddy Hill, man, I'm Hunter Mickelson. Josh Jackson kicked a car outside the yacht club bar. Speed travel, Casey Starr, Sophie Fell, and Francis Starr. Ask Fran Speed for three, Billy's eligibility. Silvio joined the team, Nova hit another three. Stripes, FBI, Jim got a bloodlines, Townsie Zion gotta pay, yo, we good always. We didn't win the title, it's a new beginning, 14's all we're winning. We didn't win the title, since the trophy's missing, time for reminiscing. We didn't win the title, it's a new beginning, 14's all we're winning. Since the trophy's missing, time for reminiscing. We didn't win the title. Hope this is a new beginning. 14's all we're winning. We didn't win the title. Since the trophy's missing, time for reminiscing. We didn't win the title. It's a new beginning. 14's all we're winning. We didn't win the title. Since the trophy's missing,
there you have it, Andrew.
Let's start us another streak.
You've done it again. I think it's great. I think it's great. I think it covers pretty much everything that happened in the past 15 years, excluding this year. But I don't even know where to start. There's some bangers. There's some great little lines here. Let's just go through and let me tell me the ones that I don't understand.
That was going to be one of my questions. Do you have any references that don't just like,
well,
immediately
okay, you start
go,
with your questions. Yeah. So let's just start with that one.
Okay.
Why Tyrone Appleton?
mostly just for a couple of reasons. One, I love the name. Two, it just felt right as part of the song. Three, totally obscure, right? Like, where's Tyrone Appleton? there's a few of those in there, like Alex Galindo makes a reference.
Yeah, that was my next point, is like Alex Galindo, Micah Downs.
Yeah, it's just like the people you might have forgot about who, like, I wasn't trying to highlight the best things that happened in every year or even like the most impactful things. It was just like things from stuff that year that was kind of funny or
that
like
existed,
that existed. Okay. That were things.
The next year, Sam Ryan.
So, remember Samantha Ryan?
No.
Do you remember Curtis Townsend, a porn star, a flight, and free tickets?
Oh, tickets. yes, I do.
So
now
the story goes that Samantha Ryan, porn star, tweets a photo of her like courtside and says, "Thanks.
Thanks,
Curtis Townsend for these tickets."
Oh.
And apparently they sat next to each other on a plane.
Good
or
reference.
Something.
That's a
thank
deep
you.
Pull. I do. See, remember that.
That's a deep
that's
cut.
Deep, pull.
Deep cut.
Okay, sunspots. Like I remember the sunspots, but like really, was that? I saw a bunch of people tweet lines about that. Like, do people really remember that CBS game? Like, is that a big deal?
And no, but it was just kind of a funny. Like,
yeah,
it was a game against Missouri, right? And like half the game gets just like cut off and it ends up being a close game. It was like a 2 or 3 point game, wasn't it? And I think they ended up replaying the second half the next night on local TV because people hadn't seen what happened.
Because that's what you did back in the old days.
That was pre ESPN Plus or whatever they're calling it now.
I did look this one up. Because I'm like, I have no idea what this reference is. Nathan Powers.
Oh, yeah.
But I looked it up.
Yeah, he was the K-State student that chicken winged Jamari Traylor.
Right.
Right?
And Jamari, to his credit, did not deck
oh my
that
God.
Guy. Did so, not destroy that guy. To his credit, I would have done it.
Yeah. If I was in Jamari Traylor's body, I would have done it.
Yeah. Yeah. So there's some deep cuts here. I remember everything else. But it's a big, big lift and big, big, piece of work here to go through and put this all together. What are some of your favorite pulls here?
So I'll be honest. I wrote one lyric for you.
Oh,
I did. There were a bunch of these references. Some people, like I said, some people tweeted me references. Several of them I came up on my own. Actually, probably I'd be half and half, stuff I heard from people and stuff I sort of was just like racking my brain for stuff that happened in 2006. And one of them, Andrew, was the line, Angel Morris, Doug Compton, Fieldhouse Streak was rocking. And then this is the line, FOE midcourt lay, will Garrett get DeAndre?
That was what I was going to guess. The Garrett get DeAndre. Because that is something that pops up in conversation all the time amongst our friends and just generally. Probably comes up probably once a month of the Christian Garrett didn't land DeAndre Daniels. Like, we get this guy, Christian Garrett, and you know what? He ended up being a great guy, and you know, he's on the team forever. Never really played. But he was supposed to bring DeAndre Daniels. Ended up this weird recruitment where he was going to Washington and then he was going to somewhere else. And then somehow randomly UConn signs him. He didn't even like know anything about UConn, but like his best friend, quote unquote, his best friend went to Kansas. We signed him to get DeAndre Daniels. And
it didn't happen.
The front end of a package deal that didn't land.
That was one for you. I had one more for you. And part of this was so the reference was given to me from Mike Vernon on Twitter. Good guy, follower. We like Mike. He sent me something about the fights at the Cave, and Marcioni made them go away. Marcioni. So I used the line because I know you like to say the word jabronis. So I said Cave fight with some jabronis. Somebody call Marcioni. So
here's the thing. My wife listened to this earlier and she thought it was really funny, but her reaction was, can he say jabroni?
I Googled that. Cause this is where we are in 2019. Cause I was like, is that like a slur word for something? And basically everything I found was like, it's just a dum-dum. So like,
okay. The only thing I told her was like, I just know The Rock used to say it when he wrestled.
Exactly. And if The Rock can say it, of all people, I feel like I can get away with it too. So, but I'm dead serious. I literally effing Googled it.
That was her reason. That was like, can he say jabroni? Is that an appropriate word?
I didn't know.
And I'm like, I guess. I didn't even think about it.
Someone tell me if it's not, because Google told me it's fine.
If it's inappropriate, we'll just beep it out. We'll bleep it out.
Probably won't. All right. So there you go. Those are the two that I wrote for you.
Oh, this is great. Well, there's a lot to unpack here. So other deep pulls that I want to point out here, Pump Brothers. A lot of people aren't going to know who the Pump Brothers are unless you were like deep into recruiting back in 2010.
Yeah. The Pump Brothers, what are their names? Is it Dana? And
I don't know what their names are.
They ran a bunch of AAU teams and allegedly funneling players to Kansas. And there were several KU players who came from Pump teams. And we eventually sort of dissolved that relationship, I think. I think it was the right way to say it.
Right. It's a Pump and Run team. So I don't think that we've ever really gone after those guys. And I don't know the current state of those anymore.
I don't either.
I don't think they have those names, or at least they didn't as of recently, but I don't know. Are you familiar with the website genius.com? It used to be called rapgenius.com.
No.
Okay. It's a website which is just, it's like a lyrics website.
Oh yeah. It's like, what does it
click
mean?
On like individual words or individual lyrics. And then it has a full explainer about why that is in there. This needs that treatment. Like it needs to be, okay. So first line, K-Freeze changing shoes, then needs to have an article to like a, Gary Bedore article from 2004 about why Keith Langford changes his shoes at halftime.
Yeah.
Then next, Wayne's speech, an article about Big Dove's senior speech that was an hour and a half long. And someone had a tests the next day and it was like, Wayne, I got to get out of here. Like, I think this deserves that. Moon Bar Bombshell. I'm sure most of you who listen to this podcast know about the Moon Bar and J.R. Giddens, but, you know, so like it really could. Like, you could spend half a day trying to get yourself caught up on all the references in here.
Yeah, that was the point. I was trying to do that. As I was writing this, I was like, I hope somebody sits down and tries to explain what this is to like 21-year-olds that don't know any of this stuff, except for maybe the last like four verses.
Yeah, you even got like the Christian Moody game.
Yeah, the missing free throws.
His missing free throws.
Yep.
Daryl Arthur's knee. CJ Giles's.
You mean.
Loud exit from the team. The KD games. That's not necessarily a specific thing, but you know, he had two great games against us. And then the Elite Eight game against UCLA. Man, there's a lot here, Kevin.
Yeah, there's a lot. So that was my point. I didn't want to do like long lyrics about different things, but I wanted to pack in a ton of stuff and little quick hitters. So that's what it is. Have a listen to it. Go back and look at the lyrics, and you know, let us know if you liked it.
All right, my favorite line before we get off this. Well, it's the 2007-2008 stanza, but particularly Henry T's Psycho T, Bill Walker had to pee. Derrick Rose, ACT's free throws are not free. Roy Sticker, meat necklace. Mass Street was a mess. Mario Miracle, let's cut some effing nets. That's a well put together.
Thank you.
Piece of lyrics.
Thank you very much. I appreciate that.
Well, I hope everyone enjoys that. Will there be a YouTube video?
I'm told our guy Gifhawk is working on it.
Okay. So I think that'll be very helpful for folks. This actually be pretty hard, so I'm surprised he's not done with it now because this comes up pretty quickly. I think it's very helpful for people to look at the lyrics as this goes by because it happens really fast, just like the Billy Joel song. And if you slowed it down at all, it loses its all appeal. You know, because if you listen to the Billy Joel song, it's like you almost have to do the same thing, like have a Wikipedia next to it.
Yeah.
Like, what's DNBN Foo? I got to look that up. What's.
I'm just glad you said that. So the other thing, I want to give some people some credit. So I did look it up, Andrew. The folks that contributed directly to the song with direct lyrics. Mr. Jeremy Moan on Twitter, was the one that came up with the chorus. I stole his chorus word for word because I liked it that much.
Oh yeah, it's great.
We didn't win the title. It's a new beginning. 14's all we're winning. We didn't win the title since the trophy's missing. Time for reminiscing. I thought that was perfect. I didn't touch it. I kept it. I retweeted it the second I got it and said, this is the chorus, and I kept it. So thank you, Jeremy Moan. And then our guy, Taylor Erickson, was the one that dropped the Josh Jackson kicked a car outside the yacht club bar.
Yeah. That's the only one that like goes multiple lines.
I know, but I still thought it was funny.
But it's still good.
I thought it was funny. So I kept it. And then as I mentioned, our guy, Mike Vernon, was the one that dropped the Marcioni cave fight reference. I just kind of twisted the way he sent it and played with the added jabroni for you. So there you go.
Well, I hope you didn't like, If jabroni is a bad word, I hope you didn't add it for me. But that's not. I don't want to be grouped in with this.
You and The Rock are the only people I've ever heard say the word jabroni. So it's you and The Rock. You are tied to this, and now this song. So I guess we got some ownership. So there you go. That is the we didn't win the title. The commemorative song for the 14-year streak. And Andrew, let's move on. Let's talk about, I guess, the streak. Let's get into this reflection. So I guess we should talk about just quickly on the rundown what we're going to talk about today beyond the 20 minutes we just spent on that. Reflect on the streak for a minute. We sort of done that a little bit, but I want to talk about the streak and then this team. Because one of the things we've done every year on this podcast that we've talked about this issue is we say, streak, whatever. Let's talk about this team that just won the Big 12. We do that every year. We say, you know, streak's great. Streak's awesome. These guys had nothing to do with the streak. They had something to do with this year, and they kicked ass. So I think we need to separate the two again, you know, this year, and I think that's the right thing to do. So let's just reflect quickly on the streak, Andrew. You know, we were in college when the streak started.
I was a sophomore.
Yeah, and I was a junior. And fun fact, Andrew, you know the video the KU Hoops put out? They played it at halftime.
I saw that. Yeah, and I saw you were in it.
I'm the first. The first frame shows me in 2004 or 5. I don't know which one it was. Jumping around like a jackass, wearing a blue shirt, got my hat, and a digital camera around my neck, which is where, which is like perfectly on brand for what I would do at games. Cause I have all these pictures from these games, you know, dating back. I got Nick Fizika's pictures. And so anyway, I thought that was pretty cool.
That's great. And, you know, that video was pretty cool. And, you know, it seemed like they put it together pretty quickly, but maybe they kind of knew it was coming. So they had a little bit of time. And it's great that there was something to celebrate. Cause you know, what's the line, you know, don't be sad cause it ended, smile cause it happened. And I think that is a good thought and a good way to approach it. Cause it is kind of amazing that it happened. It's something that will never happen again. Bill Self said that. And, you know, it's something to just really relish in that our school is able to do that. And we'll be able to look up in the rafters and see, you know, all those years in a row. And, you know, the streak did kind of, you know, probably around year 7 or 8 really kind of become a beast of its own. Right. I mean, it's where every year the sports writers would say, oh, the Kansas streak is extended. Kansas streak is extended. And, you know, will it ever end? You know, I wouldn't bet against them. You know, if you take Kansas to the field, I'm not going to bet against them until they lose. You know, and so it kind of became that extra added pressure for good or for bad. You know, sometimes pressure can be good, but you know, this year didn't happen. And I guess let's take a few minutes to talk about why it didn't happen.
Well, hang on. I didn't get a word about the streak yet.
Okay. You go. I want to talk about why here in a little bit, but you do some fuzzies, warm fuzzies, and then we'll talk about it.
I'll be quick. I mean, the big thing for me is I think the reason that I'm not torn up about it is because, well, one, it was a little bit of a slow drip. Like if we'd have had a game that we lost in Allen Fieldhouse to lose the streak, I think that would have been a lot more like sucky. We sort of knew about it. It was going to take a miracle to get a share. It didn't happen, you know, so like we kind of knew it was going to happen. It was a slower drip to get there. So I think that helped. But also just all this stuff like the commemorative videos and the, you know, the or former players all chiming in and all this stuff, just it sort of made it feel better, give it some more perspective and just show like, wow, now you can actually sit back and go, what, that was wild. What just happened during the streak as it's going on? It's almost like I think Self would say this, it's almost like a burden in some ways because you got to just, oh God, now all they're asking about is the streak and all the players are thinking about is the streak. And all I want to do is just focus on this game. And like, I think that monkey on your shoulder, the grill on your shoulders, like you don't have to think about it anymore. And maybe that's freeing. I don't know. Maybe the team will turn it around a little bit. And let's get to the team as you were kind of heading that direction. Anyway, I'll flip it over to you. And then I got some thoughts.
Sure. And it's not necessarily directly about the team, but you know, how did this actually happen? And because I think that in order for you to win a conference title, you have to have a very talented and experienced team that doesn't have any injuries. And so we've always had pretty talented teams. You know, the first year was the Big Dub senior year, but then you had to restart. You had to, you know, completely start over. So you had that, you know, 2006 recruiting class with Mario, Brandon, and Julian, and Micah Downs, of course. but that was an elite recruiting class without any significant injuries that were able to, you know, win it for that second year. You know, we started over again in 2009, arguably. You had Sharon coming back. Cole didn't really play the year before other than the Final Four. But then you brought in the Morris twins, Tyshawn and Mario Little.
We were unranked to start that season as right. Referenced in the lyrics.
That's right. And so didn't have any big injuries, but you had an elite level recruiting class. Started over probably again in 2014, you could say, with the Wiggins, Seldon, Embiid, Mason class.
It's hard to say starting over when you got the number one recruit coming in, though.
But it's starting over.
It is, yeah.
You know, so you have to have an elite group of folks. And so this year, all those things that I mentioned didn't really happen. So we did start over. I mean, arguably, the two players who were returning Now, it didn't end up finishing the season. We're talking about Doak, and we're talking about LeGerald. Silvio never played. So the only real experienced player that we had, you know, at the end was Diedrich, but he didn't play with his team last year.
Yeah, and then basically if you look Mitch. Mitch is the only guy.
And then your recruiting class, whereas those other ones, you could see they were, you know, extremely elite. This one is a year away. I mean, Dotson performed like those other guys could have, but the other ones are a year away. Ochai and Grimes, you know, weren't going to be at that level like a Marcus Morris or Brandon Rush to take that team to a title. So there was a lot that conspired against us. You know, injuries were part of it, and, you know, not having the roster that, you know, we thought we were going to have. So, I mean, it's surprising that it didn't happen sooner, because a lot of that has to go right for this to happen.
Yeah, you're right. And if you would have told me to start the season, which I think most people start with this assumption about Kansas basketball, you're going to go undefeated in Allen Fieldhouse. Just start there. I mean, that's why we win. I mean, if you think about winning the streak as we've gone through over the course of that streak, more years than not, we've had an undefeated season at home or close to it. It might be 50-50, but it's close to it. I mean, if you start the season with half your wins already locked up, and now you just got to go be 500 on the road, that's how you win the league. I mean, that's exactly how you win the league. And
would have happened this year. I mean, we're 9-0 at home and 3-6.
So that was the difference, obviously, this year. I mean, all the things you said, accurate. I'm just talking about when you look down at a box score over the course of, or the schedule over the course of the time, you're going to look and see, God dang, they couldn't win on the road. And that's accurate. I mean, we were a different team at home than we were on the road. We played okay in neutral sites, but we just never quite were the same team on the road. And that was losing to some teams that, frankly, we just shouldn't have lost to.
Bright side, no more road games.
That's a good point. And so that's what I want.
No more road games.
I would like to go prospective now. Let's talk about this team a little bit. I guess the thing that sucks, right, is this team probably feels that they let it down. You know, there's always this mantra, you don't want to be the team that ends the streak. Well, this was the team that ended the streak, right? They will forever be the team that ended the streak. Now, I don't think people are going to think about it like that, you know, in the future or whatever. I don't think anyone even thinks about it like that now. As you mentioned, a lot of shit happened to get to, you know, where we are. I'm not sure you can blame the players on the team. But, you know, that sucks. I'm sure it's weighs on their shoulders a little bit. The good news is it's, you know, like, we're looking forward now. It's no longer, the Big 12 doesn't matter anymore beyond this little tournament in Kansas City. And this is also an opportunity to say, you know what? The wrong teams won. We should have won. And now we get to go play free. The streak is over. I don't have to worry about any of that stuff. Now I just go play free Kansas City and then go to our neutral site, which we've won every game this year on neutral sites. So that's got to be a little bit comforting for these guys. If, you know, I mean, obviously trying to find a silver lining here, but that's got to be at least a little comforting. Maybe the weight's off their shoulders and now they can just play. So I don't know. What do you think?
Absolutely. I mean, put it all behind you. This team is very talented, very frosty. If they just kind of put the rest of that behind them, like the streak, whatever, who cares? They can go win the Big 12 tournament. They can. They're a good enough and talented enough team. You know, we destroyed Texas Tech at home. We destroyed K-State at home. We're just going 45 minutes over to the Sprint Center. It's going to be largely KU crowd. You know, Iowa State's on the other side of the bracket, so, you know, they're going to have a big crowd too. So, you know, let's go put this together. Like, I would love to be that obnoxious guy that his team doesn't win the Big 12 regular season, but then somehow sneaks out a win in the Big 12 tournament and is real obnoxious about it. Like, I want to be that guy this year.
Yeah.
Let's be those guys.
Big 12 champs, baby. Big 12 champs. Like, Big 12 champs. Give me that ring. Give me that ring. Big 12 champs. Andrew, I just want to talk about the team. Like, just the make it. Let's, like, throw all the record, the streak, the all that nonsense out the window. And let's look at what we got, what our pieces are right now, where everyone fits. Because we've had to remake this team, like, 100 times this season, it feels like. I feel like we've had this conversation a zillion times about, like, wow, okay, I think we know what we are now. I think we know what our pieces are. A week ago, or a week and a half ago, or I guess maybe 2 weeks ago, it was, wow, Ochai has to play 40 minutes, right? That was a take. Now, you know, I think Marcus Garrett needs to play a lot more of minutes. And that's what's happened. We've seen Marcus kind of take over some of Ochai's role. He's playing great, awesome defense, which we expect, but he's, you know, he's not hurting you as bad on offense. We've got, obviously we know what Dedrick is going to be. Dedrick's been the same guy all year, but all of a sudden Big Dave starts to look a little bit of something, and man, he looked good in that last game. I don't know what you think.
Big Dave is the March miracle. Big he's Dave is the one who, you know, you watch him play. You know, his first dunk against Baylor on Saturday was quite incredible. And then you think about it in terms of next year, you know, let's say Doak does go pro. It's like, okay, that sucks, but Big Dave is going to be on the floor quite a bit. I mean, yeah. I'm stoked to see him play in March and into next year. He's going to be great.
Yeah, I think we know what we got there, which is something like, I think it's going to be matchup dependent, because while he's, you know, full energy and can move around a little bit, you know, Mitch can extend a little bit more. So it kind of depends on what the personnel of the other team is. But man, all of a sudden, like if he can play and Dedrick can figure out a way to play alongside him, because remember, that was always the struggle with he and Doak, is the two of them were getting in each other's way, and Doak's man would just be crowding the paint, all that stuff. And I feel like they kind of, this last game, they worked it out. Now, Dedrick kind of started off slow, but he turned it, you know, he figured out how to get his points and ended up having a great game. And part of that is because we cleared some space for him and let him operate. And I think that, man, if we can figure out a way to let those two play together, and then, you know, Mitch spell Dave and then play small a little bit, that's something to work with. That's something to work with. And then it's good to see Grimes playing a little better. I think that's huge. If we get him even where close to the ceiling that we expected him to be. And actually, I mean, this whole thing about like getting, you know, a McDonald's All-American to come in and just be an 18 point scorer, like that, I'm so sick of that. Like I get so angry with KU fans saying like, oh, this guy's a total bust. F him. He's a total waste of time. I can't believe, you know, we wasted a scholarship. Like, you see that stuff on Twitter. I'm like, guys, like, he's a freshman. I mean, like, I don't care how many, you know, five star or stars you got behind your name. You come to a team that you never played with. You've always been the guy in everything you've ever done, and now you got to fit in. That's a struggle for some people. And I think the Grimes is starting to figure it out a little bit, and this is the best time for him to do it. We know what we got in Dotson. He's been a stud all year. And then, you know, I don't know. It feels like we've got something to work with here. Maybe I'm overthinking it, but.
Would you say it's the March of Grimes?
Yes.
March of Grimes.
Trademark. That was mine.
Trademark March of Grimes.
That was mine. I trademarked that. I was the first one to say that. Did you not know that?
I knew that.
Okay.
March of Grimes.
March of Grimes. I hope so. It's also Mitch Madness. That was mine too. Mitch
Madness and March of Grimes.
I'm just here for really funny puns. Dad puns.
Here for the dad puns. Yeah.
Here for the
come
dad
for
puns.
The songs, stay for the dad puns. Well, I mean, I think this team can be salty. Can this team win the NCAA tournament? I don't know. Maybe. But this team can be very competitive and very salty in the NCAA tournament. Let's talk about the Big 12 tournament before we get to the NCAAs. We are a 3 seed, which means we get a night game. Usually we have that early game, that 1 o'clock game on the Thursday, but now we have the 8 o'clock game, which means we have the 9:30 game. You know, usually it'll start really late because the game will go on too long. So let's just run through it. On Wednesday, you got number 8 TCU playing number 9 Oklahoma State. You know, TCU quite, you know, fell quite far. They're going to have to, you know, maybe win a game or two in this tournament to get into the NCAAs. Then we've got a number 7 Oklahoma at number 10 West Virginia. No surprise there. Then we go to Thursday morning. We've got Baylor, number 4, at number 5 Iowa State. Then you go to number 1 K-State versus the TCU Oklahoma State winner, Texas Tech versus the Oklahoma West Virginia. And then we play Texas Thursday night. I think it sets up pretty well for us, Kevin. We've got to beat Texas Tech and I know K-State may be missing Dean Wade because, you know, it wouldn't be March without a Dean Wade injury. but what do you think our chances are in this bracket?
You know, we beat every team. I mean, I'm not that worried about, like, you got to play well, obviously, to beat any of these teams. Like, we got to play well to beat Texas. Like, the difference in talent between us and Texas is frankly not that big. Like, it's fairly small, if, you know, if at all. So I think that we can, you know, but we're in our backyard. Texas will have basically zero fans there. You got to
have those one guys in the corner. They always have those set of 20 guys in the corner.
You're right. I feel like that this set up fairly well for us. Frankly, I'm not afraid of many teams in the Big 12, just like us versus them. Maybe I'm wrong on that. I mean, maybe, I guess Texas Tech is probably the one I should be afraid of because they've won like their last 9 games by an average of, I don't know, 48 points or something. But like I just don't know that I am terribly concerned about anybody in the Big 12. Now, here's the side note to that. You obviously have to play well. And you know, we play in Texas. I feel pretty good about us versus Texas beating Texas Tech the next game. I think it's a coin flip. I mean, that's really what it comes down to. And if we got a coin flip to get to the championship game and probably have another coin flip, like hopefully it goes our way. Hopefully the edge goes to the home crowd. And we see I'd love to see a KU K-State rematch. Oh my God. Oh, please make it happen. Please make it happen. That would be awesome if we got the KU K-State championship. How great would that be? How much fun would it be inside the Sprint Center for that?
It'd be great. I mean, there's a lot of things that could happen, you know, kind of a redemption tour that we could have, you know, take out Texas Tech and then take out, K-State or, you know, Iowa State. It wouldn't matter. But I mean, there's a lot that we have to prove. And something more particular that I want to point out, Dedrick Lawson did not win Big 12 Player of the Year. Jarrett Culver did. And I don't want to take anything away from Jarrett Culver, but Dedrick Lawson was the Player of the Year.
I think so. I mean, I was not surprised by that. Were you? I mean,
it was a team on a winning team. It isn't always that way. I mean, if it was,
I know,
you pick a team that won the Big 12, we would have a guy on it every year, and we don't. But I mean, whether you look at it from statistics or just, how a guy plays, I mean, he had Jarrett Culver beat in every single category, statistically.
Except for defense.
Well,
but like,
yeah, I mean, Jarrett Culver's a pretty good defender.
Gun to my head, I would have expected a share. I actually thought that there was a potential for like a 2 or 3, yeah, co-winners. If you would have asked me, you know, before today. So, but I'm not surprised. I it sucks. I mean, it's crazy because if he would have won that, he would have had his jersey in the rafters. Think about that.
Yep.
Like Big 12 Player of the Year gets your jersey in the rafters now. It would have been kind of weird.
He had comparable statistics to Marcus Morris,
yeah,
to Thomas Robinson, to Wayne Simeon, like on par or better than those guys. Those guys were all Big 12 Player of the Year.
From a stats standpoint, it's hard to argue with him, but you look at his game and I feel like people look at his game and it's just kind of like I don't know. It's not flashy. Like, and maybe it's just,
he had 23 and 15.
I know. It's kind of one of those.
How did that happen?
And we said that before a game was played on this podcast, that you're going to look down and you'll be like, oh, how does he have 20 and 10? Like I remember us talking about that before a game was even played and that was his game all year, but it was, you know, I think he probably deserved it, Andrew. I'm not surprised that he didn't. You got to win games. And, I think there's a reasonable argument across the board either way. But it's hard not to give it to the guy, or at least a share to the guy. I think that's what they should have done. They should have just basically had co-winners. But whatever.
I agree. Okay, so let's move on and talk about the NCAAs. I'm looking at bracketmatrix.com. Yes. And we are the top number 4 at the moment. So the teams ahead of us are Purdue, Houston, Texas Tech, and LSU. I think if we have a good showing in the Big 12 tournament, we can move up to that 3 line. I don't think
two. Do you?
I think we can move up to the 3.
So you got to overtake.
Like, let's say Houston, you know, doesn't do well in the American tournament or doesn't win the American tournament. If LSU doesn't do well in the SEC tournament, they could drop. Purdue is a Big Ten regular season winner. That's going to be tough. Texas Tech's probably not going to fall below us. So there's some opportunity.
Yeah. I mean, so it remind me, because it's been a long time since this sounds like the douchiest thing to say, the fan douchey thing to say, smug KU fan. It's been a while since we've been less than a 2 seed.
Yeah. 2009?
Yeah. I mean, it's been a long time.
We were a 3 in 2009.
My point is this, Andrew. Remind me how, and remind the listeners how it works from a pod preferential treatment standpoint. Is it the top 3 seeds?
Or top 4 seeds? It's kind of a top 4, but you're not guaranteed anything.
Not guaranteed.
Like, I think if we wanted to be in Kansas City, if we wanted to take like the Des Moines, Kansas City, we would need to be in the top 2. You know, from what all I'm seeing, like, they're sending us to like Jacksonville and then Anaheim. Like, yeah, we are not going to be local, I don't think.
I think you're right. And that's the point. I just wanted everyone to agree that that's the case. Like, this is the, I think Fran might have mentioned this on the telecast, that this is the first time that KU is not going to be able to drive to their first game in the NCAA tournament. And that's probably true. But that's, you know what? Maybe it's a good thing. I don't know. Maybe it's good to get away and, you know, go to a place that's not going to hopefully be in the opponent's backyard. You just got to roll the ball out there and hope you get something going. But I don't know.
Well, what do you think? I mean, we could probably drop down to a 5.
Potentially.
If we lose early.
You lose to Texas, you could be a 5. That would suck. I want to be a 4 or 3. 5 feels like that's the uh-oh zone. But you know what? This team could be in the uh-oh zone no matter where we go. So I think it just matters. You know, hopefully we get somewhere where we can get some matchups that are at least okay. I mean, that's the thing, though. It's like, think about what team are you afraid of from a matchup standpoint? You don't have to name the team. Like, what is the what's the setup? Is it a hot 3-point shooting team? Because it feels like those are the ones that have kind of got us this year. Or is it someone that's going to, like, really trap on the paint? Like, I don't know. Where are you at?
I don't know. I mean, we've beat Tennessee. We beat Michigan State. We've beat these teams.
With dope.
Yeah, I mean, like, a real athletic team, like Kentucky, is not great.
UNC, I'd hate to see UNC.
There's no particular team I'm afraid of, because we've got the talent, I think, that we could, you know, be competitive and possibly win any game. We've got, you know, a All-American in Dedrick Lawson. Then you've got, you know, real salty guys and talented guys around him. So, I mean, this team could go far, predicting any Final Four or anything, but I think that the Sweet 16 or Elite Eight is a possibility.
All right, let's do some predictions. I know it's early. We'll probably do another podcast before then, but start with the Big 12. What happens to Kansas in the Big 12 tournament?
I think we're going to win, Kevin. I always think we're going to win, but I think that we can win. I think we're going to play Iowa State in the final. That's my prediction.
Woo! Gun to my head, I think we lose to Texas Tech, but I think it's a coin flip, and I'm going to give us the benefit of the doubt. My heart says we win. My brain says I'm not sure. In terms of the NCAA tournament, Andrew, Sweet 16, that's the line, over or under.
I'm going to say we lose in the Elite Eight, and everyone's totally cool with it.
I love that. I usually
if we lose in the Elite Eight, everyone's like real mad. Like, we're gonna be totally cool with it.
I think if we made it to the freaking Elite Eight with this team, with this season, that kind of, you know what would be funny, Andrew? Like, with this team, you look down, it's the streak killing team. Everyone hates the team all year, it feels like. I mean, people on Twitter have been brutal about this team. And then KU goes to like the Final Four with this team. Wouldn't that be hilarious?
That'd be great. You know, the last team that didn't win the Big 12 went to the Elite Eight and lost to Georgia Tech in overtime.
Yeah.
So it's not impossible. But I mean, I think this team is really good. This team did not win the Big 12, but it is really good.
I agree, Andrew. Well, we'll see what happens. I'm coming out of here with my head high. Held high. I don't know about you.
You know, and after listening to the song too, I feel a lot better about it. But you know, that's all about the past. I'm excited for the future. Listen to the song, but then get jacked up for this week. This is Big 12 week. This is always a fun time in Kansas City.
It is. Get out there to Kansas City. If you don't have tickets yet, go scalp some outside. That might be what I'm doing. I might try to get out there. Having the late night game is actually kind of fun.
It's great. It's like this is a little different for us.
Yeah, we haven't had that. So you can actually like do the all day thing and then, you know, be ready for the Kansas game. Like that sounds like a fun day. I think a lot of people are probably going to be having that fun day.
You got to probably pace yourself at McFadden's. If you're going to like make it to the 8 o'clock game, you got to really pace yourself.
We're Johnny's guys here. Let's get that okay. Right.
Yeah, we are Johnny's guys.
But yeah, I'm
with you. And pizza bar guys, but like also mostly Johnny's guys.
Very true. All right, Andrew. Well, let's get out of here. I do want to say one thing. Appreciate the handful of you that went on iTunes and gave us a review this past week. We kind of did some pleading on that. I want to recognize a couple folks. Chris Marie said, very fun podcast. Love to hear their perspectives on the season, how they are real, admitting KU's faults, but not fair weathered. Appreciate that. Our guy Mike Vernon said, these guys are the best. It's the only KU podcast I listen to regularly. Very much appreciate their work. Our guy Cameron over there at the Across the State Line podcast said, every time a new episode gets released, it's the first thing I listen to. This show is what got me into podcasting. These guys are deserving of the following they have. I'm still blessed to have been able to be a guest on an episode. You might remember that one, Andrew. Do you remember that one?
Yeah, he's the I'm sad guy.
He's the I'm sad guy. He's got a meme. That's awesome. So appreciate everybody that left a review. Please go out and do that if you haven't. It literally takes like 10 seconds. Give a 5-star rating. Leave us a comment. We will give you a shout out on the podcast, but only to those that give 5-star ratings. That's just how it works. But we really appreciate that. Find us on Jayhawk Talk at Sherlock Hoops. Let us know what you think about the song, and we will catch you next time on Jayhawk Talk Podcast. Rock you. This for my J-Hawk fans, for my J-Hawks, Hawks. And if you love it, then I love it, cause we Hawks, baby. I tried to tell them, every time we on the court. I tried to tell them that we never coming up short. I tried to tell them that we came here to get the win. I tried to tell them that they should never let us in. They say that we the best, but I say we the greatest. That's why they try to knock us down and always seem to hate us. That's why they talk about us. They know they can never fade us. It's tradition and that Kansas pride that has truly made us. They know just how we feel. They know at Allen Field that we gon' keep it real. Shout out to Bill. This for them fans that waited off in them long lines, camped out before the games, and they stayed a long time. Every dollar that we spend just to watch our team win, on a Jayhawk shirt or a new clean Benz with a sticker on the back with the K and the U. Uh-huh, yeah, baby, that'll make you say, ooh. We at the top of the top, just like we should be. Started from the bottom, thanks to what James could see. Dr. Naismith made a game for man, changed lives for the players, and did the same for the fans. Jayhawk fans, for my Jayhawks. This for my Jayhawk fans, for my Jayhawks. This for my Jayhawk fans, for my Jayhawks. Hawks. And if you love it, then I love it, cause we Hawks, baby. This for my Jayhawk fans, for my Jayhawks. This for my Jayhawk fans, for my Jayhawks. This for my Jayhawk fans, for my Jayhawks. And if you love it, then I love it, cause we Hawks, baby. All them years that we've been cheering, everything that we've been hearing, all them spreads that we've been clearing, never been no team we fearing, and look how Bill got us steering, all them tournaments appearing with no team that's interfering, 9 times get the cheering with them banners held high, and the crowd going wild, night before the final four, you can't even sleep now, yeah we at the peak now, we can't even leap down, March Madness, man, we've been waiting weeks now. If you a Hawks fan, go ahead and hold them ones high. Shout out to the booster showing love and the alumni. I'm speaking for the fans, even though I'm just one guy. We appreciate the love, love won't run dry. Imagine the state of Kansas with no Jayhawks. That's like having no streets but trying to jaywalk. They see us as support and we see them on the court. So we keep it loud and do our best so we don't come up short. We win together and we lose together. But win or lose, we still booze together.
struggles in my life will change me as a man, but one thing that'll never change, I'll be a Jayhawk fan.
I ain't even gotta really say it. This one for the fans, that's why I made it. March Madness, here we can't be faded. Rock Chuck Jayhawk in your faces. I ain't even gotta really say it. This one for the fans, that's why I made it. March Madness, here we can't be faded. Rock Chuck Jayhawk in your faces.
It's for my Jayhawk fans, for my Jayhawks. This for my Jayhawk fans, for my Jayhawks. This for my Jayhawk fans, for my Jayhawks. Hawks.
And if you love it, then I love it, cause we Hawks,
this
baby.
This for my Jayhawk fans, for my Jayhawks. This for my Jayhawk fans, for my Jayhawks. This for my Jayhawk fans, for my Jayhawks. Hawks.
And if you love it, then I love it.